Blog Talk Radio.
And good Thursday morning. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. It is mid-May. We usually start with maybe some basketball, maybe some baseball, maybe even a little hockey. Nope, not this time. Today, it's the NFL. And it's a couple of things in the NFL. We'll go local first. Yesterday, okay, I think it's kind of been written on the wall for, you know, a few weeks now. After the NFL draft and the Chiefs jump a big time, and you know we've run through this move 100 times, that big jump that the Chiefs took to take Patrick Mahomes. And I think we've kind of figured out that while Mahomes currently is the backup, there is one player that is not so sure that that is going to last very long. That player being one Alex Smith. Yesterday, he spoke to the media, not necessarily confident in his future with the Chiefs. Smith said yesterday, "I think the Chiefs are committed to me only through this year. That's just the nature of it. If you don't go out there and perform, Coach Reed and quarterbacks coach Matt Nagy are very honest. You've got to go out there and do your deal. We all have to." Alex Smith kind of seeing the writing on the wall here. And I think a lot of us are. And as I said, as much as we still believe Patrick Mahomes is going to be the backup, I still believe that Matt Mahomes is going to be second string to Alex Smith for week one. I think that's pretty much a given, barring any sort of craziness in the next few weeks. In the first few weeks of training camp and then into preseason, unless there's just some absolute craziness, Pat Mahomes just balls out at training camp in St. Joe, or, you know, something crazy happens to Alex Smith, God forbid, something crazy happens to Alex Smith. I think it's pretty much evident that we are going to see Pat Mahomes in the backup quarterback role. But you have to remember, Alex Smith has gone through this before. Back when he was with San Francisco, he was the starter, and then it was kind of taken away from him in a snap. It was kind of, and you can't use the term Wally Pipped, because he really wasn't Wally Pipped. He was more taken away for good reason. And then we know what that led to. And, you know, you think about Alex Smith and you really process the career of Alex Smith. Good, but not great. I think that is the most common sentiment. Good, very good, but not great. And I think, you know, you feel bad for Alex Smith, and I don't say that. I don't know that I've ever said that on this show. But, man, having this happen twice in your career, that's rough. That's rough for Alex Smith. But, again, time will tell exactly what Pat Mahomes means to this team, where exactly he will be in the coming years. As I said, right now, though, he looks to be that number two, unless Alex Smith just doesn't perform. And then I think they will quickly go to Pat Mahomes. If if they need it, they will quickly go to Pat Mahomes. I think as I said, writing on the wall. Alex Smith's time may be, Alex Smith's window may be closing very, very quickly. All right, let's move to the NBA. Last night, the Eastern Conference Finals opening up game one between the Cavs and the Celtics. This thing was all Cleveland. 117-104. They get an 11-point advantage to end the first quarter. They are up 61-39 at the break. 61-39 at the break. This thing was over early. LeBron James, 38 points, leading all scorers last night. Also 30 coming from Kevin Love. And, you know, that's what the Cavs needed. And it's a common thing with the Cavs. You know what you're going to get from LeBron. You know that you're constantly going to get 30 to 40 points and, you know, 9 rebounds. He got 9 rebounds last night. You know you are going to get a double-double, if not more, from LeBron. It's those other guys, those excess may be the wrong term, those guys that just are there to pass LeBron the ball, quite frankly. You needed one of those guys to step up, and Kevin Love did that last night. The exact reason that they brought K-Love in there was to make an impact every 3 or 4 nights, and he did that last night. Again, 32 for him, 8 of 9 from the charity stripe, and 6 of 9 from the three-point range. Yes, K-Love, 9 shots from deep, made 6 of them. That's impressive for a big man. 32-12 for Kevin Love. And again, the Cavs win game one, 117-104. No game tonight in the NBA. They get back at it on Friday with this game two, this series between Cleveland and Boston. The TD Garden is where you'll find that. We'll talk a little bit more about the NBA coming up on tomorrow's show. But again, Cleveland does get game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, 117-104. The Eastern Conference in hockey going on last night, game three between the Senators and the Pittsburgh Penguins. This thing, speaking of all one team, this thing was all Senators early on. Four first period goals, 3 of them coming within 2 minutes of each other. The first goal was scored less than a minute in by Ottawa. And you thought, okay, Pittsburgh can climb back from a 1-0 deficit. Then Ottawa went a full 10 minutes without scoring, and then boom, 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 3 goals in about 2.5 minutes. This thing was out of reach early, very, very early. They add one more in the second period and end up getting the 5-1 win. The only bright spot for the Penguins last night, Sidney Crosby, gets a power play goal, but it was in garbage time. 6 minutes left to go in this game. They already were down 5 goals. So Crosby does get 1 goal, but really doesn't do a whole lot other than that. The Penguins didn't do a whole lot other than that as well. Ottawa now leads that series 2-1. Game tonight in the NHL, it is the Ducks taking on the Predators. That is 7 o'clock start. NBC Sports Network is where you can find game 4 of the Western Conference Finals between Anaheim and Nashville. All right, I put it till the end of the show because I didn't really want to talk about it. But we got to talk Royals. Oh, my goodness. Another beatdown last night by the Yankees against the Royals. This one was not indicative of the score. The Yankees jumped out early, 5 runs in the 4th, 4 in the 5th. And they get an 11-7 victory. Don't let those 7 runs fool you at all. 3 of them came late in this in the 9th inning. They tried to come back. A couple of hits Mike Moustakas with a single that scored one, and Chesler Cuthbert with a single that scored two. They tried to make some sort of comeback, but Jason Vargas just could not get it done early on in this game. And, you know, despite a very rough outing, four innings, seven hits, six earned runs, and only four strikeouts, despite that, despite a terrible, terrible outing by Jason Vargas, his ERA now 2.02, the ERA for Jason Vargas. That's still pretty damn good. He drops his second game of the year, now 5-2 after just a, you know, so often we say these Royals can't hit, these Royals can't score. Seven runs last night was a pretty nice offensive effort, and we saw guys that needed to hit, needed to get those big-time slump busters, quite frankly. We saw that with Mike Moustakas. He had two hits last night. Seems like everyone else, honestly, everyone else in the lineup did get a hit last night. I just, they can't put it together in the same night. It just, it blows my mind. They drop now, the Royals drop now to 16-23, only 500 at home. That is the stat for the Royals right now that absolutely blows my mind. It kind of depresses me. The Royals 500 at home, only 11-11 at the K this year. Michael Pineda gets the victory for the Yankees last night. Six innings, six hits, allowed three earned runs, striking out five, but did give up two home runs. That one, a Salvador Perez home run that I don't think has landed yet. He absolutely killed that ball.
Man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. You know, anything travels that far, I ought to have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?
It was just absolutely blast. And then Whit Merrifield also with a home run in the fifth inning of the ball as well. If I could have told you, on May 18th, there is a player that this week has hit home runs of 431 and 428. Could you have named Whit Merrifield? Could you have said Whit Merrifield is your home run king this week? Again, 430 and 428 in the last few games for Whit Merrifield. Going yard. This kid is going nuts right now. One of the few bright spots for Kansas City. They get back at it today. The finale of this three-game series with the Yankees, Kansas City sends the Duff man out to the hill tonight. Danny Duffy going to the mound for the boys in blue. He takes on Jordan Montgomery. Duffy 2-3 with a 3.38 ERA. He has had some very rough outings, including the last one. Had some hard luck outings, I should say. Went seven innings on Friday against the Orioles, gave up eight hits and two earned runs, but got nothing out of it. He just was there's guys like that you have to feel a little bit mad for Duffman. You have to feel mad. He gets outings like that and just cannot get anything going. Right now, a franchise record 16-game home unbeaten streak was snapped against the White Sox. That's pretty damn good. 16 games, and he lost that streak on May 2nd against the White Sox. That in his last, not in his last outing, but the outing previous. So Duffy trying to get back on that has been good at home, and he hopes to continue that. So, Royals against Duffman, I give the advantage tonight to
Duffman.
I think Kansas City can finally come out of this, and they can't afford a sweep at this point. They cannot afford a sweep. And against a rookie pitcher in Jordan Montgomery, only in his sixth start of his career, the first coming at Kauffman Stadium, this one could be the opportunity that the Royals need. But again, Montgomery against Duffy tonight for Kansas City. That a, of course, 7 o'clock start from the K. This one going to be not on local television. This one, the national television game I mentioned the other day. Fox Sports 1 is where you can find the Royals and Yankees tonight. So don't get to hear the hometown crew, but get to hear a little bit of what the perception is of the Royals nationally. Imagine a lot of trade talk will go on. You heard Ken Rosenthal in the booth last night. If you were listening on Fox, Ken Rosenthal in the booth last night with Ryan and HUD had some interesting things to say about potential trade pieces for the Kansas City Royals. And really, let's be honest, that's what it's looking like this year, guys. It's looking like a priming trade pieces, trying to get back on track. However, you won't hear that in the GM's office. Yesterday, he said that they are still all in on 2017 and still trying to make the best of what has already been not a great year. So we'll see how that works out in the next month or so as we approach the trade deadline. But again, Jordan Montgomery taking on Danny Duffy tonight for the Yankees and the Royals. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow on a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. Friday, we will talk NBA, we will talk NHL, and get you primed for the weekend with the Kansas City Royals as they take on a whole new opponent over the weekend, the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk about a little bit of in-division matchup coming up on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.